This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. That was a very dramatic and pause-filled intro,
a little something like that.
Is really appropriate for one of the most dramatic films that Wayne has never seen before. This week. It's been a long gag on
it
the show.
It has, brother.
That Wayne refused to watch Bill and Ted's Excellent
Adventure. Joe, fuck! If you keep doing that, I will hunt you down when you sleep at night. I knew, I was reading the title, and I'm like, I bet you he's going to pull that shit, because he's a fuck.
Accurate, on all fronts.
Oh, shit.
So, anyway, knowing that Bill and Ted's third film in the trilogy is coming out later this year, we don't know when, because COVID keeps pushing everything back, and, you know, all jokes aside, all the best to all our listeners in the parts of the world which are being badly afflicted, including Victoria now, here in
Melbourne, Australia.
Bogus Journey follows this. Bill and Ted Face the Music is after that. The trailer looks pretty cool. We thought, it's time to right this wrong. It's time to fill this hole in Wayne's filmography, and hence Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The 1989 American sci-fi comedy film directed by Stephen Herrick, written by Chris Matheson and Ed Solomon. Stars, of course, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter and George Carlin as Rufus. It's only 90 minutes long. The budget was $6.5 million and it made $40.5 million. Around the world.
Very big back then.
It's pretty damn cool on that front, I would suggest. Wayne, what is it about?
Bill, Alex Winter, and Ted, Keanu Reeves, are high school buddies starting a band. However, they're about to fail their history class, which means Ted would be sent to military school. So they receive help from George Carlin, who's playing Rufus. He's a traveler from a future where their band is the foundation for a perfect society. With the use of his time machine, which is very TARDIS-y, Bill and Ted travel to various points in history, and they kidnap famous historical people.
You say kidnap. I say appropriate.
The FBI have something to say about that, but all right. And they bring them back into the present to help them.
There was no FBI in these times.
Yes, this is true. It's true. And that's to help them complete their final history presentation so they can pass the course, and he won't get to have to go to military school.
Let's start with this.
Okay.
Let me start with this.
Go ahead.
Wayne, I realize having not watched this in 1989 or 1990, you'll lack the nostalgia vibe. And therefore, I fully expect you not to like this as much as I do.
I understand, and I'm on board with that thinking, because I, first of all, absolutely like, because what year did it come out?
89.
So I'm trying to be Wayne Iruzu year nine.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I'm trying to do that. So I sit down, I'm like, okay, here we go. Boom. And it starts with a Big Pig song.
Yeah, Breakaway.
Right? I was like, I remember sort of like acknowledging liking this song. The boom, 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 boom. Right? So anyway, I'm like, and then I see like the opening scene is like this sort of quite respectable special effect where there's this big rod kind of gold thing coming down. And I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it is quite engaging and I quite like this song. I guess it's dickish, but it was gold. All right. And so of that whole opening sequence, I thought, this is all right production value for 1989, right?
I feel the butt coming.
No. And then the movie goes on and I start. And first of all, it's very weird to see Keanu so young.
Yeah.
Right? But he still somehow looks the same as now. He just looks like unwrinkled, but he's got the same sort of...
Well, as you would expect. But that said, he's very young.
He's got to be... Is he a teenager?
No, I don't think so. I think he's in his early 50s, so therefore he would have been early 20s at this point in time.
Okay. Well, that's about right, but he still looks like a kid. And I'm watching it. Now, here's the thing. I did actually see parts of this movie before a long, long time ago. I've just never sat down and watched the whole thing, all right? And I remember the air guitar, the bling, that thing that they do.
Yeah, it was 24 when this was filmed.
24. Okay, cool. So that little air guitar riff, right? I remember looking at that going, is that funny or is it good or is it bad? And I watched it again. I'm like, no, that still plays.
Well, it works for them.
No, it's good. I'm saying this still works now.
I think you can do that now.
I don't know. You cannot do it. But the thing, the context of the 90s movie, absolutely, right?
Wild Stallion!
Yes. Now, let's talk about Keanu, right? So that goofy inflection that he does where he's over-gesturing and...
Gesticulating.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, whoa. And, you know, he sort of bounces around before he delivers his line. I was sitting there going, oh, I remember this now. Because that really is Keanu's. I think he actually invented that. That whole thing is definitely him. If you're doing that, you're doing a Keanu impersonation. But I also remember going, I fucking hate that at the time. I was like, that's giving me the shits.
Yeah. So we watched this as a family.
Yeah.
This film. And my daughter, who's now 7.
Yeah.
25 minutes in, she's like, why are they saying dude so much? She said, if they say dude one more time, I'm going to scream.
Is that what she said? That is hilarious. Because that is, well, again, affectations of its time.
And she didn't scream because, of course, I said dude many more times, but she tuned out. She said, I've had enough now. I can't watch this.
See, this is really not for anyone that's not our age.
To be fair, this is a time travel movie. And once we get into the time travel elements, it becomes a little bit convoluted, probably for a 7-year-old. This is a film for a 12-ish, 11, 12 and above, I think.
Perhaps you're right. Yeah, good call. No, fair enough. But it's interesting that she picked up on the dude thing.
Yeah.
Right?
So therefore, the rest of the night, I kept saying, all right, it's time for bed, dude.
Oh, wow. You must be a great guy to live with.
Have you brushed your teeth yet, dude? She's like,
where's my car? Dude, yeah. So, anyway, that all is fine. I'm actually, but you know what? And as I'm watching him do it now, with the context of so many years and me knowing that Keanu is that guy, but then seeing the original, it made it okay.
Okay.
This is good. Okay. Right?
I'm surprised. So sweet.
And even the cheese ball special effects.
I think some of the special effects work really well for on that note.
Yeah,
I think,
there's occasions where they're charmingly.
The landing of the phone booth, yep. That works this, every time.
Absolutely works.
The crack. When as soon as it's a wide shot of the phone booth traveling through whatever shit ass CG graphics it is, terrible.
Yeah. And like I, for some reason I find myself allowing it. Go, yeah, okay, sure, 90s, you know, and obviously this had a small budget.
Not even 90s, 89.
89.
It was shot in 88.
Yes. And it was good to see them squeeze in a fart joke. There's a little fart joke in there. And then I still laughed. I know you're not supposed to, but and they hug each other and he's like, fag.
Oh, no. Right? That was the cringiest moment of the whole film. Like, ooh.
I was looking at it going, see, now that would have, I'm sure I would have
at the time, it would have been fine.
Hilarious, right?
Yeah, so now that, it's like, ugh. Sorry.
Yeah, but you know.
I mean, you're not going to wipe the whole film off that one joke. But
not at all. And also, remember, you're transporting yourself back to 1989. Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't have bat an eyelid back then, so don't bat one now, right? So,
or be aware of it. I'm like, I still cringe. I still
we are aware, but I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, look, it's... I don't know if you want to say anything more about it before I tell you what happened here.
Well, okay. Well, look, let me jump in and say I have a lot of nostalgia in this film.
Yeah,
I haven't
watched
it at least this millennium. So I did laugh a lot,
mm-hmm.
a lot more than I thought I was going to. I thought I'd be like, oh, it's charming enough. But I was like, I laughed at least 7 to 8 times this movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. 2 or 3 of them laugh like big, big, belly. Proper laughs. Yeah, yeah. Like, even the opening monologue from George Carlin and he's like, you know, da-da-da-da. And the bit that made me laugh was, bowling averages are up. Mini golf scores way down.
Okay, so George Carlin was a draw for me, okay? Because I, you know, yeah, fan of comedy.
He's in it less than I remembered. I thought he was in it a way more.
Yes. Well, it was weird seeing him, so I almost didn't think it was him. Because I've only ever seen his when he's on stage.
But he's older and white.
Yeah, right,
white
in the Kevin Smith movies and stuff. Yeah. So that was cool, and he was fine, right? And I think I also like how Billy the Kid. Spoilers. I mean, really?
Oh, no, we can spoil this one.
Okay, fine.
Up the way.
In this movie, Billy the Kid, who he brings back in time and puts on stage, fires a gun in a high school and no one bats an eyelid. Yeah. I'm like, yep, this is not in our current day.
No, exactly. And can I say, my absolute MVP of all the people I get is Socrates.
Socrates?
Socrates is so funny, Socrates. Yeah. Is because he aligns himself with Billy. And wants to do everything Billy does, including pick up chicks.
Oh, that's right. That's trying to get ass. Exactly. I remember that.
And there's even a moment in the background where, don't ask me how, Billy's clearly, I don't know when NFL started in America. I don't think it was in the Wild West time. He's throwing a ball in the background while Bill and Ted are talking in the foreground. And Socrates is catching the ball and then deduce what it is and then throws it back at Billy. It's great little physical comedy, just background laughs.
Okay, all right. Okay, fine. Well, okay, so here's what happened with the show, right? I was watching it and I was having a fine time, and then they came to, at the end of the movie, Bill and Ted finally bring all their famous dudes back in the phone box. Up on the stage, and then they do this. First of all, this is not how you do an assignment, okay? You don't go up on stage and fucking present it.
Hang on a second. What? One of the other belly laughs I had was when the jock was up on stage. They're all up. This is clearly that the assessment is get on stage and you present to the entire year. All right,
fine. Let's say that.
So I think you need to let that go.
All right, let's let that go.
The film establishes that. I mean, I've not done that. We've not done that in high school.
We've never done that.
But maybe that's a thing in America. Or if it's not,
it's a thing in America.
If it's not, it's a thing in this movie.
Yeah, okay.
And that's fine.
You know, I'm actually not penalizing it for that. Good. Here's what I am. Here's the thing that I do remember thinking.
San Dimas High School football rules!
Yeah.
That one made me laugh.
That is pretty funny, yeah. So them going on stage and then introducing each, like, you know, this is fucking this guy and he does that and he did that. And I remember going, this is stupid. I went, like, I just felt, this is stupid. I found that it was stupid, okay? And I remembered thinking that it was stupid, and then I went, okay. So,
I'm disappointed.
It's, did you find the movie, how long, do you know how long this movie is?
90 minutes.
Yeah, it seemed a little long.
Oh, shh.
I don't know.
I'll explain. And I'll use
small an hour and a half.
You'll be sure to understand, yeah. You warthog-faced buffoon.
It must have dipped in the middle or something. It must have. I remember going.
I was never bored. I think the genius part of genius is too strong a word.
Yeah.
The best part of this film, in a time travel sense, is once they're back in San Dimas and they're getting ready for the presentation, and they start to work out problems by going, "Well, if you do this in the future, and then we do that, where would you put the keys? Behind this sign." Here they are. Don't forget to put them there. I think that's great. And they don't bother to show later on them putting it there, because what's the point? The film's already worked out by that point. And then, And then I've not seen that in any film before. That's a unique Bill and Ted time travel device. Yeah, like they're trying to get through the really dodgy looking police station set.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get
to
them all locked up in the prison. Yes. And so Ted does a recording of himself. Dad, over here. Dad walks past and then no one... Anyway,
it's
very funny.
I don't mind that it's dumb.
Oh, yeah. And one more thing. Duck. Huh?
Yeah.
That's clever.
Well, they're reading really it. Clever. So it's like, yeah, yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah. Then there was a printout they did for themselves in the future. That's yes. Right. That's really clever.
No, it's definitely for its time. Yeah, I can understand why people gave this a following, because to me, it's like, this is about on the level of Encino Man.
Oh, no.
I think it's about there. I think it's about there.
It's at least 57 times as good as Encino Man. All right, really? Twice as good.
Look, Paulie Shore aside, I'm just saying that I would be interested now, and this is something, to see the second one. Because did you tell me that
well,
the second one is
good news for you. Next week's review.
Oh, fuck off.
No.
No, I mean, obviously you've seen the second one.
Bogus Journey, yep.
Is
sooner or later, you'll dance with a reaper.
Obviously, I don't fucking get any references because I haven't seen it.
Inconceivable.
But I don't know if it's giving it away, but did you prefer one or the other?
I think I like this one better, but Bogus Journey is good.
It is good. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right.
So it's enough that I'm interested / excited. Not excited. Yeah, I tell you what, I am excited because I haven't seen a fucking film at the cinemas for 4 months.
What are we hearing now?
I'm excited about anything at the cinema at this point. Something I've already seen. So they pushed Tenet back, pushed Milan back. Nothing is now slated until the middle of August.
So no Tenet?
No Tenet now. That's been pushed back to the middle of August, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or even end of August. Because unfortunately, America is not getting on top of coronavirus.
Yeah. No, it's a bigger place. It's harder to do. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, shit.
So there was going to be a Russi Crowe film that came out called Unhinged.
I think I heard about it.
And that was going to be like the first studio film release. That was going to be like 2 weeks from now, or a week and a half from now. And unfortunately, they've pushed that back as well. So we're getting nothing till the end of July at best. And probably, realistically, I'm sorry, numbers aren't going to drop by that fast. This year is done. I honestly believe we're not going to see a big budget film at the movies until at best November or December.
Probably. We really need that vaccine.
Yeah, and that's still 12 to 18 months away, minimum.
Yeah, I reckon. Well, I mean, our cinemas are open, are they?
Ours are open, but they're showing...
Old movies.
The films that were showing... When cinema shut. So in America, the film that won the box office last weekend was Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
And the film that came second was Jaws.
Oh, because... Oh! Because
they're showing this classic film. And they only made 600,000 or 580,000 or whatever it was.
Yeah, but that's the market now.
But I would rather that than fucking Invisible Man and Trolls. And Trolls are not even on yet because that's not slated for release in Australia until September. For fuck's sake, grow a brain, distributors. Put it out there now, because already on personal video on demand. We can get it if we want to watch the damn thing, you idiots.
Let's see if we can sponsor Wayne's favorite shit movies. So how about a triple feature? Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Motherfucking...
Would I say Kiss Kiss Bang? Maybe not. But I want to see a big... I'd say Jaws. I never saw Jaws.
See, Jaws, that's what people... would like, yeah, you can't go quirky with that.
I can understand why I wouldn't watch Jurassic Park again at cinema, but I know lots of people would.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the kind of film they should be gunning for now.
Yeah.
To my mind. But look, I guess if they're making money, they're making money. What do I know?
They should just put all the Star Wars out. Just bust them out. You can go see any one of them.
Maybe just the first three. all right, so that's Bill and Ted. I'm glad you didn't hate it. It's clear you didn't hate it. I was very concerned.
No, I didn't hate it. It's better than I thought, that's for sure.
A big 12 sandwich eating dump on it. So I'm very pleased that you haven't. There's not much that much more to spoil. Yeah. Obviously, they give their presentation. They get an A plus for it.
Somehow.
So Ted passes. As they should, if you've gone to all that stage production value and whatever else.
So they think, exactly. And so, everyone's really, really cooperative.
Ted's, not that we see Ted's dad saying, "I'm sorry, son, I misjudged you," but clearly he doesn't get sent off. He's an awful person.
He's a real
prick. Yeah. Oh, the other thing we haven't talked about is Missy.
Which one's Missy?
Missy is Bill's stepmom.
Oh, shit! Why didn't we mention Missy?
Yeah, I always thought that would be straight. How funny was that shit?
She was awesome.
Yes.
Which funny?
Terrible, terrible hair as per the 80s. But
oh, you're still fine. Still fine. Yeah. Look right past it.
The part where Ted says at one point, "Yeah, when I asked her out for prom." But I love that exchange of, "Dude, your stepmom is so hot." Like, shut up, Ted.
Yeah, shut up, Ted.
But I mean, really, shut up, Ted.
And then later on, he's gaping at him, like, "Dude, it's your mom." Yeah, that would be confusing for a young man. Funny.
The one moment of the film, which, and this did decrease my score because it's so fucking dumb.
What?
Is when they're in medieval times. And Ted falls down the stairs in the full suit of armor when they're playing, Star Wars. Yeah. "I am your father," with the swords. Very funny. He slips, falls down the stairs, rolls down the corner. Bill comes running down, sees him get stabbed through the chest.
Yeah, the suit of armor gets stabbed through the chest.
And then their explanation later on is,
"I fell out of my armor."
Terrible.
That I remember going, "What? So wait, what? Is it all just one opening that you can fly out?" I know.
It's dumb as fuck.
"I fell out of my arm. I just realized now how bad that is."
Yeah, and I hung together. Like, that's a bad joke. And it really... I mean, I'm not going to say it dropped my score by 10 points, but it dropped it by a few. Because it's so dumb.
It's the dumbest thing.
Yeah, because you're meant to believe that for at least 30 seconds there, Ted is dead.
And also, they stabbed an empty suit of armor and didn't notice.
Yep.
That just didn't notice. It's dumb on every level.
It didn't need to be that way. Why do they need to stab him? Why couldn't he just been grabbed and captured?
Exactly.
You know, and then Bill rescues him or whatever later. So,
also, it's a knight. It's like knight in their own... Yeah, anyway. All right, fair enough. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Of the two medieval babes, which Rufus brings back and says, "You're in the band as well. Dark haired, redhead."
I'm trying to remember what they look like. I'm going to give it a firm both. And if, I remember thinking, "Well, that's good," but I can't remember what they look like now.
Should I look at them now? Can we just replay that? Wayne's going to give them a firm both.
Hang on. I'm going to look at them now.
It's just inappropriate that you use that terminology.
Is it?
Is it now that you're referring to your tackle as both?
No, but like, what are they called?
Diane Franklin and Kimberly LaBelle as Princess Elizabeth and Princess Joanna.
Okay. Oh, God. Having a look now, it's definitely the brunette.
Thank you.
Have a good look at that. But that's actually some bad casting. It's most definitely the brunette.
Yep. I'm 100% with you.
Righto.
Another thing we need to touch on before we finish.
Having gone to that good topic.
Is the fact that this film gets the Al Leong bonus.
The Al
Leong. Al Leong.
What's Al Leong?
Al Leong is the dude from Die Hard.
Asian dude.
Who plays Genghis Khan.
Yes, of course. Al Leong bonus. That's funny.
Yep.
How many movies has that dad done where he's generic Asian henchman?
Yep. And every one of them gets a 5-point score bonus automatically. Which probably helps offset the stabbing, the empty suit of armor. I fell out of my armor.
Oh, I see. All right. Well,
so here we are then. Let's give it a final score then. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Wayne. Sorry. Apologies. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Wayne. What are you scoring it?
Because you fucked up with that excellent thing, it goes down. No, it doesn't. 60. I'll give you 60.
All right, I'll live with 3 stars. I'm giving this a 75.
Fucking hell. But okay, I understand.
Because it's excellent.
Oh, good. That's happening. Okay, it's now 55. How about that, bitch?
Let's see how low I can drive it.
You can drive it to negative fuck all.
All right. Well, are you keen? You're keen for the next one, obviously.
Well, keen's a strong word.
Look at this COVID world where there's not...
Fine, I'll watch the next one.
You'll watch the next one. And then we're going to do Face the Music when it finally, hopefully, comes to the cinemas and we can watch it there.
Sure. Sure. I'll be happy to go to the cinema.
And on that note... as far as I'm concerned, that is gospel. We're doing Face the Music at the movies when we finally get back there. That's the end of us today. Thank you so much for joining us for this review, our classic review of Bill and Ted's Excellent.
Fuck off.
50 now for Wayne.
50 count, yeah.
Let us know if you love this movie or you don't like it and you have no interest in Face the Music as it comes out later in the year. And you can do so via Twitter at The Countdown PC, via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on podbean.com where we host the show. You can like and follow us there. Check us out in the Facebook list community, links in the show notes, and on ccradio.com.au for ourselves and some other great Aussie podcasts, including Fangirling and Great Mates.
Can.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us again today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And Wayne stands resolute that excellent is a great joke.
I stand resolute, motherfucker.
45, you dirty fucking fuck.
See you next time.
Yeah.